Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders, but for the moment, home of the C-16 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament, where match number two of our triple header coming your way here in just under 5 minutes. We've got the number two seed Hastings St. Cecilia into the picture, onto the court. Warming up, head coach Alan Van Cura passing a major milestone this year, over 300 wins. And we've also got the St. Paul Wildcats in the wings warming up, getting ready. They're the three seed. St. Paul comes into the contest at 20-9. Under head coach Matt Cohn. Alan Van Cura, I mentioned, for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're 22-9. Let's take a look at some of the statistics, as we've got some good numbers on these two squads here. Some of the top players we're going to be hearing, it's the as far as ace serve goes for St. Cecilia, tops of that pack, Tessa Chalupa. Has 52 on the year, top service for St. Paul. Let's take a quick peek here. Looks like it's going to be Taryn Jonak. Check that. It's going to be Mackenzie Mudloff, 5'10 senior for St. Paul. The Wildcats, a pretty solid ball club. These two squads actually have met each other during the regular season. They did so in St. Paul. Check that. They did it at the Holdridge Invitational. And Hastings St. Cecilia comes out on top in two sets. In a match that also included Grand Island Central Catholic, but that's a whole different color kind of thing. I tell you what, we're going to go over some of these numbers and come back and get you caught up to date. We'll have our starting lineups all coming up as the Blue Hawks prepare to battle the Wildcats of St. Paul. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings. Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A nice little chuckle here. I had to check some of my numbers. Coach Alan Vancura, of course, winning 700 games, not 300. As soon as I said that, I'm like, no, nah, it's been there 30 years. Something doesn't sound right about that. So I had to check my numbers real quick. And, of course, it's 700 plus wins for Coach Alan Vancura and 30-some years at Hastings St. Cecilia. Got another storied coach coming up in our next match. We'll get to that there in a little bit. By the way, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Proud sponsors of our pregame show as we get ready to take on Hastings, St. Cecilia, and St. Paul. As I desperately try to track down the rosters, just in case. We got a ball game coming up here, and I think we do. Both squads on the court getting ready to get going. This match was supposed to start at 6 o'clock, and here we are at just about 20-7, and we're not quite ready yet. Buzzer has sounded. We'll see if... starting lineups will be announced here. We've got St. Paul in their gold tops and black shorts. St. Cecilia now, dark blue shirts, black shorts. Ready to take the court. Pretty decent crowd on hand. St. Cecilia, of course, always bringing in their boosters. Also like to welcome those of you listening online as well at KLIQFM.com. Always like to provide that service if you're in your home front. Some of our big listeners tuning in, letting us know that they're lending an ear to this matchup. That includes Jet, whether she's walking around with earphones or tuning in online as well. Following the Blue Hawks, as do quite a few. St. Paul lined up on the left side, and St. Cecilia on the right side. As we'll get our starters all lined up and ready to go. St. Cecilia, again, coming into the contest at 22-9 as the number two seed. We'll start with the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. We'll get our starting lineups under head coach Alan Vancura. On the outside will be 5'9 senior Brooke McWhirter with the start. Hard hitter, Brooke McWhirter. 5'9 senior on the other outside will be Brooke Busboom. In the middle, 5'8 junior Caitlin Ernst with the start. Morgan Nicola, also in the middle. She is a freshman at 5'9", and a big player and a big part of Coach Vancura's success this year so far. On the right side will be Tessa Chalupa, 5'6", senior. Abby Jackson will handle the setting duty. She's a 5'4", senior. And Libby Kissinger is the tough, hard-hitting libero for the Blue Hawks. She's a 5'5", junior. As your starting lineup for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks ready to do battle here. For St. Paul, the Wildcats under head coach Matt Cohn. In his 10th year, his 4th year as head coach of the Wildcats. His starters on the outside, Mercedes Lassen. Is a 5'2 freshman. Mackenzie Mudloff is a 5'10 senior, the other outside hitter for the Wildcats. In the middle will be Jenna Derner. She is a 5'11 junior. Jordan Robinson in the middle. She's a 5'10 sophomore. In the back row will be Emilia Harahill. And let's see, your setting duties will come to you from Maddie Nyberg. She's a 5'7 junior. And your libero, Chelsea Caruso, 306 digs on the year, 312 digs for Mercedes Lass, and their big kill specialist is Mackenzie Mudloff with 282 kills on the year. Maddie Nyberg, 760 sets for St. Paul. So we've got a statistical dead heat. And they remember these two did face each other in Holdridge, and St. Cecilia did come out on top. So we'll see if Coach Matt Cones can pick up on this one as this 20-9 Wildcats stand across the net from the Blue Hawks. That is your New Tech Seat pregame show. We are just about ready to get underway. Blue Hawks on the right side. Wildcats on the left. St. Paul looks like they're going to be serving. We'll see if that is correct as the girls circle. And we are ready for our second match of the now evening. If you just joined us, our first set, Adams Central beat Central City in five sets to advance to play Grand Island Central Catholic. That game will take place next. And back to serve will be the Wildcats. Libby Kissinger in as libero for St. Cecilia, and it'll be the libero on the other side. Chelsea Caruso to serve for St. Paul. We're underway. Wildcats, Kissinger makes the shot over to Jackson. Jackson wastes little time setting up McWhirter on the left side. Hard shot off the block. Big power move. Mackenzie Mudloff wastes little time coming down, and she just slammed that ball through the block out of bounds, and St. Paul up 1-0. Shot is up, down to get it was Busboom. Ernst in the middle goes up for the block, and one more time, Mudloff comes up and comes up big. Mackenzie Mudloff, two quick kills to get this first set started. Back to serve, Caruso. Busboom get it. Ernst touches it over. Save by Nyberg. Battle at the net. Kissinger has it now over to left side. McWhirter hammers it down. It's going to be covered by the Wildcats. On the left side, Mudloff one more time gets it off the block and picks up another kill. Mudloff challenges right into the block and has come out on top three times. It's 3-0. St. Cecilia in a hole. Kissinger passes up. McWhirter tries to go three ball over and throws it right into the net. Misplayed by St. Cecilia. It's 4-0. Wildcats came here to play tonight. Shot is up. Kissinger went down to get it. Hard shot by Ernst, saved by the Wildcats. Tipped over by Mudloff. McWhirter gets it down and gets it in the back row. Brooke McWhirter comes in from that front left side and drives it down and gets St. Cecilia their first point of the evening, down by three. It'll be Abby Jackson. Running jump serve, pops it over. It's covered by the Wildcats in the middle. Shot up and down goes Jenna Derner. And Derner at 5'11 looks taller than that. Drives in the big kill. And it's a 5-1 Wildcat lead. Maddie Nyberg to serve her shot. Jackson to Kissinger. Kissinger on the right side brings it down. McWhirter gets it to go. McWhirter, two quick kills. 5-2. McWhirter to serve. Running jump serve way back. Wildcats cover it. Manlop on the right side. Gets it through the block and down to the open spot. Boy, she just has found a way to get the points for St. Paul early. Four kills already at the 6-2 Wildcat lead. Budloff with the serve now. Running jump serve. Pops it across. Busboom handles it. Back to Busboom now. Hard shot goes down. Picked up by Caruso, the libero. Here's the Wildcat shot. Jackson makes a good pass to Kissinger. Kissinger drives it in to Ernst. Ernst drives it down and gets the point for St. Cecilia. They're down. Back in it. Down by three. 6-3 St. Cecilia. Trying to get through this. Ernst makes the set. Wildcats on the right side into the block. There to block it was Busboom. On the right side, hard shot blocked by Turner. Turner smacks it down and gets the point for St. Paul. St. Paul has come out on fire, up 7-3 here in the first set. Carissa Teeter now to serve for the Wildcats. She'll send it across with a slow one, picked up in the middle by Chalupa. Check that by Jordan Nicholas. Brought back down and quick. The Wildcats get it and stretch their lead 8-3 St. Paul has a good rally going now. Teeter drives it across. The dig. Pass over to Kissinger. Back to Bus. Boom. Down the line and touch by St. Paul. St. Cecilia will get it back. Bus Boom comes up with a big shot. Abby Jackson runs up, pops it over. Check that. It's Tessa Chalupa to serve. Shot goes off of Libby Kissinger and into the crowd. And St. Paul will pick up the point and the serve. Their lead now 9-4 at the 5-point St. Paul lead. Back to serve. Emilia Harahill. Hard shot ripped down by Morgan Nicola. Fielded by the Wildcats. And into the net it goes from Mercedes Lassen. Point goes to St. Cecilia. And it's 9-5, a 4-point Wildcat lead. Blue Hawks trying to battle back. Back to serve. Brooke Busboom. Busboom wheels back. Jump serve. Goes to Mudloff. Mudloff passes up to Nyberg. Set in the middle. Fielded by St. Cecilia. Pushed over free ball by Jackson. Set. Nyberg. Quick set to Robinson. Robinson sends it across. Blue Hawks there to handle it. And four hits going to be called on St. Cecilia. And it's now a 10-5 ball game. St. Paul on top. Wildcats Mercedes Lassen, freshman, drives it across, catches Chalupa off guard and gets the ace. St. Paul is putting some points together, up 11-5. Lassen, jump serve, big jump serve. Jackson keeps it alive. Pushed over by Kissinger. Now it's going to be sent across by Morgan Nicola. Wildcats load up on the left side. Hard shot. Good positioning by Kissinger. McWhorter steps up. Makes a shot. It's fielded by Lassen. Here come the Wildcats. Busboom goes down to get it. Hard shot from the middle. Robinson let it go. Partially blocked from Mudloff. And pushed over. Ball bouncing around the net. Robinson makes the save. Down to the court goes Kissinger. The ball bounces errantly off, and St. Paul is going to stretch their lead 12-5. We've got a St. Cecilia timeout. Coach Ben Kerr on the court to talk about it. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you. Shot is over, and St. Paul's going to get it. Back to serve now. Lassen continues the streak. 13-5 the score. McWhorter goes into a wall. Nyberg and Robinson teamed up for the Wildcats, and McWhorter just got turned away. 14-5 your score. Shot is up. And St. Cecilia, I tell you, looks a little flat coming out here. As the return from Kissinger was low, and Jackson couldn't do anything with it, and it's now 15-5 at the 10-point Wildcat lead. Hard serve. Down to get it was Chalupa. Hard shot, Nicola. Four hits on St. Cecilia. More out of self-defense, I think, but it's a 16-5 ball game. St. Cecilia down by 11. Lassen, jump serve. This one's going to be picked up. Jackson sets it up. Down it goes, covered by Lassen from McWhorter. Battle into that. Budloff's going to get the better of that one. Between Jackson and McWhorter, we're going to get another St. Cecilia timeout. It's 17-5 in the first set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Ellen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Ellen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action here. St. Paul wasting a little time getting back into it. The streak continues from Mercedes Lassen. She makes it 18-5 now. Service here, the Wildcats on the right side. Mudloff hammers it, partially blocked, and unable to do anything with it was Libby Kissinger. And St. Paul just absolutely having their way with St. Cecilia here in set number one. Lassen hammers it. This one's covered by Kissinger. Now Busboom in on it. Jackson to McWhorter. McWhorter fires it down. Wildcats cover. Pass over from Nyberg. Mudloff from her back foot gets a good shot on it, but the Blue Hawks are there. Out of bounds from McWhorter down the line. She tried to race it down the line and could not get it. It is 20-5. 11 straight points now for the Wildcats. Finally brought to an end as Morgan Nicola gets it for St. Cecilia, and it is 20-6. Wildcats with it now. Hard shot. Down to get it was Chalupa. McWhorter on the left side gets it to go. Good position by Lassen. Keeps it alive. Mudloff fires a hard shot. Blocked, but blocked out of bounds. And the point will go to St. Paul, 21-6. In the serve now will be Chelsea Caruso working around the rotation. Caruso, a 5'6 senior, steps up, pops this one across. Busboom has it. Pass over to Jackson to McWhirter. McWhirter lets it go, covered by Lassen. On the left side, Mudloff rips it down the line. Pass, bust, boom, and nothing can happen from that. That ball had some zip on it. She put some meat on that potato, folks. 22-6 is your score. St. Paul in control. Lou Hawks shift things up. Bustrom from the back sends it across. Free ball. Hard shot. Good block on the right side. Out of bounds it goes. Touched, and the point will go to St. Paul, 23-6. And St. Cecilia now caught completely off guard. Bus boom to Jackson in the middle block. Right back. Jenna Derner just got a paw up and smacked it back. And now, as quick as that, we've got first set point. Caruso drives it across. Busboom gets a perfect set. Jackson there to field it, but it's too much. He can't get it over. And St. Paul has come out with a shocker in set number one, winning 25-6. Second set action coming our way, as well as our Allen's of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allen's of Hastings mid-set break. A shocker to get things started here. Match number two, St. Paul, the Wildcats. At 20-9, taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, 22-9. Slight advantage by Hastings St. Cecilia in power points, but it's St. Paul turning on the power tonight in set number one, winning 25-6 at one point, rattling off 12 straight points for the Wildcats. Absolutely incredible. Got a score here now. Wood River takes first set, 25-23 on our sister station. See if we can get some more scores for you on what's going on. Second set action, quick work now. St. Cecilia and St. Paul in set number two. We'll see if Coach Alan Van Cura can dig out the Blue Hawks and get them back in the contest. He looks not like he doesn't look like he's worried, I'll tell you that. And I will say this, Coach Matt Cohn has put together a fantastic St. Paul ball club, Wildcats, looking very sharp. In set number one. That's the Allen's of Hastings mid-set break. We're getting back to work now. Abby Jackson to serve for St. Cecilia. It's up. Down to get it for the Wildcats. They'll tip it over. Jackson steps up, makes the play. Ball is down, and St. Cecilia has the point and their first lead of the match. Jackson now jump serve, brings it across. Mudloff handles it. Nyberg tries to dink it across, can't get it to go, and there's no point there. St. Cecilia up 2-0. And now I'm starting to wonder if there's maybe a hole on the right side of the court. Jackson drives it across. Mudloff goes down to get it. St. Cecilia loads up now on the right side. Chalupa lets it fly. Good position, good coverage by Hera Hill. Mudloff went up to get it. And ran into Chalupa and Caitlin Ernst. And that's batted right back at him, and it's 3-0. Blue Hawks. Jackson fires it across, picked up by the libero, Caruso. Mudloff gets it. Good adjustment by St. Cecilia against Mudloff, and then hammered down by Ernst as it go around, and St. Cecilia now has turned the table, and they're up 4-0 in the second set. Whatever adjustments Coach Mancura has made are working for the moment, but don't count the Wildcats out. They could put a streak together, and they've yet to serve. Jackson lets it fly on the right side. Turner brings it across. Blue Hawk from the middle, hard shot, stepping back to cover with Harahill. Mudloff takes something off of it, and Busloom can't quite get to it. Down the line it goes, and St. Paul has the service down by three. Maddie Nyberg will step up to the service line for the Wildcats. Up by, or down by three, rather. Hard shot goes in, a serve. No, just out they called it. They called it out. And St. Cecilia picks up the serve and the point. They're up by four. Brooke McWhorter steps back for St. Cecilia. High running jump serve, drives it across, and it's in. A serve for McWhorter. 6-1 St. Cecilia. Chelsea Caruso, the libero for St. Paul, called everyone off, and the ball dropped about a foot inside. Here's McWhorter again. Running, jump, serve, drives it across. Caruso picks it up, back set. Mudloff lets it fly. This one's handled by Jackson to Chalupa. And the quarter from the back row drives it across. Handled by the Wildcats. Tipped over now, battle at the net. Ernst working hard in there on the right side. Chalupa goes, blocked. Jackson makes a save. Good job by McWhorter. Free ball as the Blue Hawks dug out of that one. Here's Mudloff reeling back, and it just dropped this one in. Didn't really have a lot on it. And Kissinger could not go down any further to get it as it dropped in a little bit short. So St. Paul will pick up the point. 6-2, good rally for the Wildcats. Mackenzie Mudloff now running, jump, serve, drives it across. Kissinger gets it. Jackson to Ernst. Ernst gets it. The shot is covered by Lassen. Now loading up on the left side is Lassen. She'll fire it down. The Blue Hawks are there to cover. Chalupa lets it go. Gets it battled right back. Jackson over to Busboom. Busboom splits the gap and gets the point. Nice kill by Brooke Busboom. Makes it 7-2. The Blue Hawks are battling tonight now. Down 1-0. Caitlin Ernst drives it across to Russo de Libero, makes the pass, and it bounces between Mudloff and Nyberg. And it's 8-2, misplayed by the Wildcats. Ernst rears back, pops this one over. Back set now on the right side, off the block. No, out of bounds it goes. Wrong side of the side post from Derner. And it's 9-2, and we got a timeout. St. Paul. Coach Matt Cohn wants to talk about it. 9-2 is our score. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
4-4, four straight serves now for points, rather, for St. Cecilia. Three off the arm of Caitlin Ernst as the Blue Hawks are up 9-2 over the Wildcats. Ernst continues. Caruso in the middle. Hard shot. Boy, that looks as routine as it comes. Jenna Derner steps up for the Wildcats and drives it in and gets the point. And St. Paul will get it right back, trailing by 6, 9-3. Carissa Teeter floats this one across. On the left side, Busboom lets it fly. It's covered by the Wildcats and some miscommunication as Jaden Kauf and Maddie Nyberg bump into each other. And then both stood around and watched it drop. So it was 10-3 is our score. Yes, the Chalupa fires one in, and it was just out of bounds. Chalupa just missed on that one. And it's a 10-4, six-point lead for the Blue Hawks. Here come the Wildcats. Emilia Harrell drives it across. Jackson makes the pass over to Nicola. Nicola, Jackson tips it across, and no one's going to track it down for the Wildcats. Point will belong to St. Cecilia. They'll get the service back. It'll be Brooke Busboom stepping to the line. Busboom on the right side. Walks it up, drives it across. Mudloff has to go down to the floor to get it. Partially blocked on the return. Here's Jackson over to McWhirter, and McWhirter got too much of it from Jackson. And St. Paul will get it back, and they'll send Mercedes Lassen to the line. She put a big streak together in the first set. This one is going to be covered by Chalupa. Back it goes, and a good play by the Blue Hawks keeps the service out of the hands of Lassen. 12-5 our score. St. Cecilia with the service. Morgan Nicola punches this one up, over, and out it goes. The freshman, too much on it. 12-6 your score. Chelsea Caruso lines up on the left side for the Wildcats to serve. From right to left, she'll step up, pop it across, just off the net. Kissinger came up and made a nice play to keep it alive for the Blue Hawks. And then a good block by Ernst against Mudloff, and this one's going to go right off in as Mudloff took something off of it. And St. Paul will get the point, so that's the strength of Mackenzie Mudloff, that she can power the ball through or finesse it over. And this one was more of a finesse, and it's a 7-12 St. Cecilia lead. Hard shot, well played, and this will be a free ball pushed over by the Wildcats. They did a good job, and an unlock was there and took the feed right off of Abby Jackson's fingertips and dropped it in the backcourt. And the Wildcats now starting to scratch their way back. 12-8 is your score. Caruso off and into the net. Down it goes. St. Cecilia's going to get it back. Up by 5, 13-8. Abby Jackson, the 5-4 senior setter, rolls it across, brings it in. Handled by Caruso. Back set now to Mudloff. Mudloff lets it fly. Jackson sets to McWhirter. McWhirter watches it off the block. Nyberg was in on it along with Jenna Derner. And it is 13-9. St. Paul service. Down now by 4. Maddie Nyberg drives it across. Busboom to Jackson, right down the middle to Ernst. Mudloff gets it off the block and the top of the net, but it goes in. St. Paul gets the score. And they've made it a 3-point second set, 13-10. The Blue Hawks are up by only 3. Here's Nyberg's service. Jackson works the left side. Chalupa taps it across, covered by the Wildcats. Here's Mudloff. Mudloff lets it fly, and I think it's going to be a little long. It is. 14-10, St. Cecilia will get it back, holding to a 4-point lead. It'll be Brooke McWhirter to serve. Her high running jump serve nearly dropped in. Good play by Lassen to come up and get it, but her pass to Nyberg was off the mark, and the Wildcats now are down by 5. Here's McWhirter, 15-10. Again, St. Paul won the first set, 25-6. It's 15-10, St. Cecilia here in the second now. McWhirter rolls it across, it short. Coming up big again was Lassen. And they're going to call it an ace as she couldn't quite get all the way underneath it without digging a hole. So it's 16-10. St. Cecilia now stretches their lead to 6. McWhirter, high serve, sends it across. Mudloff goes down to get it, and it's going to be bumped over free ball by Jaden Talk. Tapped over by Ernst. Now it's Caruso coming up, and it's the Blue Hawks loading up. Busboom will send it back, free ball. Lassen to Nyberg. At the net, reaching up and over. And they're going to call it out from Abby. I thought they were going to call Abby Jackson over the net. They did not. So St. Paul will get the point nevertheless. 16-11. Back to serve now. Mackenzie Mudloff, running jump serve, hard serve, going to sail out of bounds. Good call by Jordan Nicola. So St. Cecilia will get it back now. 17-11 is the score. Caruso, pass to Kalkoff, sends it over, free ball for the Blue Hawks. Set right in the middle, good push over by Morgan Nicola. Here's the Wildcats, hard shot, covered. Lassen had a hold of it. Blue Hawks were there to cover. Chalupa gets it to go, and here come the Wildcats, and there's a little confusion, and the ball just rolled across the top of the net. A blind reach-out stab from Jenna Derner, and she'll get it to go. And St. Paul will get the break and the point. 17-12, the serve comes with it. Down by five, Carissa Peter to serve for St. Paul. Her shot is up and into the net it goes. And St. Cecilia will get it right back. 18-12. Blue Hawk, dig it in. Tessa Chalupa, she missed long on her first one. Comes up this time and it goes up short into the net. And Chalupa having a hard time finding her range. When she gets on, she's on. But her last two serves have been off the mark. And now St. Paul poised to take advantage of that with Emilia Harrell with the shot. And going down to get it was Libby Kissinger, but she couldn't get it. Eighth serve for Harrell. St. Paul now down by just four. Harrell winds up, drives it over, drops in. Jackson tips to Busboom. Busboom made a nice play on it. They'll get a free ball as a result of it. Blue Hawks now from Jackson over to Busboom on the other side. Busboom all over the place. Gets the point on this one. Makes it 19-14. Brooke Busboom back to serve. Lines up. Walks it in. Pops it across. Mudloff to Nyberg. Shot down and in from Jordan Robinson with the kill. 19-15, St. Cecilia by five. Wildcats starting to roll here. Mercedes Lassen to serve. The 5-2 freshman had a great run in the first. She'll fire this one across. Busboom is all over it. Jackson now to McWhorter on the left side. McWhorter fires it across, picked up. Mudloff now steps up for the Wildcats. Busboom plays it. Off Chalupa, free ball from Kissinger. Nyberg makes a good set. Nicola and Jackson are up there battling at the net, and it's almost going to drop in, but the Wildcats make a great play. Mudloff sends it across. The Blue Hawks now trying to keep this rally going. Got a great rally moving now. Here's Mudloff. Hammers, and it's going to go out of bounds. She got a little too much of it. And we're going to call a touch on St. Cecilia. We are. St. Cecilia got the touch. And it is 20-15. No, they're going to have to change that score. 20-16. Carey called on St. Cecilia. Jackson underneath it. Ventura wants a timeout as they corrected the score. 19-17 is our score now. It's a two-point lead. St. Cecilia will have it. We're going to stay with you during this timeout here. St. Cecilia had poured it on up by as many as seven. And St. Paul has been whittling their way back slowly but surely. And now the Wildcats trail by two, 19-17, and they'll have the serve. St. Paul firing up, and St. Cecilia so far made some good adjustments that were working early in the set, and now all of a sudden is not going the way of the Blue Lock. Lassen now with the serve. For St. Paul, high jump serve goes. Busboom handles it. McWhorter pushed over by Jackson. Nybert to Mudloff. Mudloff off the block and out of bounds it goes. Point will go to St. Paul, and it's a 1-point. Second set, 19-18, St. Cecilia. Looks a little taken aback. Service out of bounds from Lassen. 20-18, the Blue Hawks trying to hang on and take set number two. Nicola, Morgan Nicola sends it across. Mudloff on the right side. Robinson lets it fly, and it's going to go in, and the point will go to St. Paul. 20-19, St. Cecilia just off on their lineup. Here's Chelsea Caruso with the serve for St. Paul. Chance to tie it up for the Wildcats. Shot is up. Buckland goes down again, and it spins off. Eighth serve. Tied up at 20. St. Cecilia was up by 7. Now they are tied with St. Paul. Caruso on the left side, winds up, bus boom handles it. Jackson over to McWhorter. McWhorter right into the block and right back out there, but bounces in. No one there to cover the backside. And we're going to get a timeout. St. Cecilia, 21-20 is our score in favor of the Wildcats. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island. Shot in the middle, drop. From Ernst gets the point for St. Cecilia. Now we're tied up at 21. Mudloff on the left side through the block. It split Chalupa and Ernst and drops onto the court. It's 22-21. St. Paul. Service up from Nyberg. Shot into the net. It goes. We're back to being tied now at 22. St. Cecilia's Brooke McWhorter steps up to the line. McWhorter steps across, drives it over. Nyberg. Nice shot. Up and in it goes from Derner. 23-29. St. Paul on top. Mudloff, McKenzie Mudloff, 5'10 senior. Back to serve. Running jump serve. Drops it across. Kissinger to Jackson. Back set to Ernst. Ernst lets it go and out of bounds. Is there a touch? No. St. Paul will get it. 24-22. St. Paul. Set point. Mudloff at the service. She's got 54 aces on the year. Drives this one across, and this one's going to be another ace. 25-22. St. Paul battles back and gets the win. We'll go to the third set with the Wildcats up 2-0 over the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. We've got your Allens of Hastings mid-set break coming up. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With a You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your C16 Sub-District Tournament from Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze and on KLIQFM.com. The Wildcats were down by 7 and hung in there, kept battling and kept fighting and kept St. Cecilia off balance and come back and win it by 3 in the second set. They're up 2-0 over the Blue Hawks. And a little shocking turn of events for St. Cecilia. So St. Cecilia now is one set from being eliminated from the C16 tournament. Blue Hawks got to dig in deep here and come back. The Wildcats, everything seeming to work for them. Mudloff doing a fantastic job. Jenna Derner doing a great job. Nyberg and that setting position is really making things tough on the Wildcats. And Mercedes Lassen serves and big plays are keeping the Wildcats on top as we are all set now for set number 3. Caruso, Chelsea Caruso to serve for the Wildcats. Right into the net it goes. St. Cecilia jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Back to serve now, Abby Jackson for St. Cecilia. Her service is up. Nyberg tips it over. Good play by the setter on the right side. Hammered down and off the ground. Chalupa makes it 2-0. St. Cecilia, hard shot, bounced off of Lassen. Chalupa just absolutely sauced that ball. Out of bounds, service from Jackson. And it's 2-1. St. Cecilia. St. Paul now with the service. Maddie Nyberg. Nyberg lines up on the right third, drives it across, just clears it. Echalupa goes down to get it and then steps back and pushes it over. On the left side, Mudloff lets it go, splits the gap, and ties it up as it drops in. Point, St. Paul tied at 2. Maddie Nyberg to serve. Again for St. Paul. Pushed over, and Ernst gets it to go. Ernst made a nice back row push, gets St. Cecilia back. She saw something, saw the opening, and got it to it in a hurry. 3-2, St. Cecilia on top. Brooks the quarter winds up and doesn't get anything on this service. Doesn't make it to the net. We're back to being tied at 3 now. Mackenzie Mudloff to serve for the Wildcats. Mudloff runs up, drives it across. Nicola, Jordan Nicola has it, fed nicely over to the right side to Katie Ernst. Ernst having a big game pretty quietly. Has the Blue Hawks up 4-3 here in the third set, a must-win set for St. Cecilia. Ernst inherits the serve. She drives it across. Nyberg works the middle off the block. Hard shot from Jenna Derner gets the point for St. Paul. We're tied now at 4. Back to serve, Carissa Teeter, 5'8 senior. On the left side, drives it across. Jordan Nicola to Jackson, back set into the net goes St. Cecilia. Nope, we're going to go against St. Paul. One official says into the net. And they're going to play this one over. Another official that St. Paul was in the net. So it's a play over. Replaying the point. Still tied at four. Shot is up. Jackson makes a nice bus boom. Throws it back high off of Carissa Teeter. And the Wildcats sending back the free ball. Kissinger to Jackson. The bus boom down the line but out of bounds. And St. Paul will pick up the point. And it'll be Carissa Teeter continuing the service for the Wildcats. She steps up, drops this one in, a slew. Nicola handles it. Morgan Nicola, bus boom, hammers it down from the outside. Saved by bus boom. Now bus boom on the left side. She'll drive it across. Didn't get much on it. Pushed up by Teeter. Mudloff from the back row. Bus boom handles it. Battle at the net. Diving with Chalupa. Free ball sent back on the right side. Hard shot. Self-defense. Play by Jordan Nicola. Keeps it alive. And St. Cecilia's going to get the point. A little tenacity went a long way for St. Cecilia. As Jordan Nicola made a self-defense shot. And it worked for St. Cecilia. Tied at five. Jessica Chalupa. Drives this one across. This one finds the mark, but it's fielded by the libero. Blocked at the net by Bus Boom and Ernst. Ernst goes up, and this one's going to be touched. No, it's going to go just out of bounds. Point. St. Cecilia, they've regained the lead now. 6-5. Chalupa continues. Mudloff handles it. Nyberg right in front. Hard shot. No good. Out of bounds from Jordan Robinson. It's a 7-5 lead for St. Cecilia. Chalupa continues to service excellence on the right side. The libero handles it. Nyberg works the left side. Hard shot covered from Lassen. Kissinger chases it out of bounds. Custom sends back the free ball for the Blue Hawks. Wildcats load up on the right side. Carey's going to be called on St. Paul. Point will go to the Blue Hawks, who now lead by 3-8-5 in the third set. Chalupa wastes little time, drives it across now. On the left side, Lassen works. Busboom was there to handle her shot. Jackson will send back the free ball. Here's the Wildcats back set. No, in the middle it goes. Scrambling for it are the Blue Hawks, and they'll send back the free ball from Morgan Nicola hanging in there. Good scrambling effort from the back row of the Blue Hawks. Lit up on the left side, I tell you. Mercedes Lassen at 5'2 and a freshman is a brilliant future volleyball ahead of her. She just really ripped that ball down from the left side, and it's an 8-6 game. Hera Hill drives it across. Picked up by Nicola. Busboom throws it across. Mudloff. Nyberg now on the left side. Again, a hard shot by Lassen. Goes into the block of the Blue Hawks. Out of bounds it goes. St. Paul will get the point. They're trailing now by one. St. Cecilia was up this set by three. They now lead by one. Kissinger to Jackson to Ernst. Ernst drives it down. Picked up by the Wildcats. Lassen sends it across. Kissinger, Chalupa. Now Busboom hammers it. It's fielded by Caruso to Nyberg. In the middle it goes, sent across by Robinson. Busboom loads up on the left side into the block and straight down into Blue Hawk territory. St. Paul picks up a big point. Tied up at eight. St. Paul would like to end this quickly and can do so by taking control of this match. We're tied at eight. Ernst rips it down, or Nicola. Morgan Nicola rips it down. The Wildcats can't handle it. Point will go to St. Cecilia. They'll regain the lead now, 9-8. Brooke Busboom, 5'9 senior, lines up, jump serve, goes across. Nyberg works the middle. Lassen taps it over just out of position. Here's Jackson setting up McWhirter. McWhirter down the left line gets it to go, finds some open spot and gets it. 10-8. Brooke McWhirter adds another kill to her repertoire. Bus boom now from the right side. Steps up, rolls it in. It floats just out of bounds. It goes. And it's 10-9. St. Paul won the first set, 25-6. The second set, 25-22 after coming back. And here we are in the third set now. St. Cecilia, 11. St. Paul, 9. St. Cecilia gets the point, has the serve. Morgan Nicola handled the serve, and now it'll be a free ball from the Blue Hawks. Here come the Wildcats on the left side. Mudloff rips it, and in it goes. Mudloff has her range. And it's 11-10 in favor of St. Cecilia, but St. Paul refuses to go down. Chelsea Caruso to serve for St. Paul. Shot is up. Busboom handles it. Pushed over by Jackson to McWhorter on the left side. McWhorter gets it to go and on the line and in it goes. So St. Cecilia now stretches their lead to 2-12-10. Abby Jackson, 5'4", senior. Jump serve. Drops it across. Picked up by Lassen. Nyberg on the left side. Into the net it goes from Derner. Point St. Cecilia, 13-10. Jackson pops it over. Mudloff has to go down to get it and out of position for the Wildcats. Nyberg gave chase, but it's not there. It's 14-10. Timeout. St. Paul, they're up. The Blue Hawks are up 14-10 in set number 3. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's your C16 sub-district tournament, match number 2. St. Paul and St. Cecilia going at it. St. Paul up 2-0. St. Cecilia leads this third set 14-10. St. Cecilia with a service in Abby Jackson, who's put together 3 quick serves for points for St. Cecilia. Jackson drives across. It's short. Mudloff handles it. Mudloff now on the left side. Tries to tip it over but can't get it. It's 15-10. St. Cecilia. These points are all huge. St. Cecilia, if the season would end now, would probably be on the outside looking in. We'll have to check some PowerPoint standings at the conclusion of this game. But right now, a big block. Caitlin Ernst and Chalupa teamed up to make a wall, and Mudloff had nowhere to go with it. And it bounces right back out of bounds. St. Cecilia now by 6. Jackson continues the streak, sends it across. Lassen, Nyberg works the left side to Mudloff. Busboom's there to handle her hard shot. Ernst rears back, drives it across. Caruso was there to cover. Jackson, Chalupa, McWhorter blocked. Busboom was there to cover. Jackson on the right side now. Back set blocked by Jenna Derner. And St. Paul's going to get the point and the service, trailing by 5. Back to serve, Maddie Nyberg, 5'7", junior. Nyberg snaps it across. Kissinger goes down to Jackson. Hard shot, covered. McWhorter was there, and the return goes into the net. St. Cecilia's going to get it right back. 17-11, your score at the 6 points. Blue Hawk lead. Shot is up. McWhorter floats it to Caruso. Nyberg works the left side. Hard shot blocked by Ernst. Back set Nyberg to Mudloff. Kissinger handles for the Blue Hawks. Busboom hammers right into it there to save it. Diving effort all the way around for the Blue Hawks, but they can't get it. Chalupa made the diving effort, but couldn't get it to go. 17-12, Wildcats pick up the point. They're going to send Mackenzie Mudloff to the line. Mudloff, down by 5 are the Wildcats here in the third set. First shot is a tough one. Kissinger gets it. Jackson back set. Hard shot on the right side. Wildcats having some problems with it from Ernst. Jackson now works to Busboom. Busboom smacks it across. Caruso has position for the Wildcats. Pass over and quick set. Good job. But the Wildcats were ready for it. Out of bounds. The shot goes, and St. Cecilia is going to get it. 6-point lead, 18-12. Caitlin Ernst, service right into the net it goes. 18-13 your score. St. Paul down by five again. A must-win for St. Cecilia. Down two sets to nil. Carissa Teeter serves for the Wildcats. Jackson to Busboom. Busboom hammers off the block. Touched and out of bounds it goes. St. Cecilia gets the point. 19-13. Jessica Lupa back to serve now on the right side. She'll drive it across. Covered by Cock of St. Paul. Touch knocked out of bounds. St. Paul's going to get it back. 19-14. It's a 5-point St. Paul deficit. And they're whittling away once again as they did the first two sets. Emilia Harahill pops it across. Covered by Kalufa. Nicola fires up. Morgan Nicola covered by the Wildcats. Off the block and out of bounds it goes, but the point belongs to St. Paul. 19-15. St. Paul refusing to go away. Harahill continues the service streak. She winds up, pops it across. Kissinger, pass to Jackson. Morgan Nicola touches it over and on the wrong side of the pole. And St. Paul will get the point. 19-16. Harahill drives it in. Jackson tips it over right at the net and a carry is called on St. Paul, but St. Cecilia will get the point. 20-16 is your score. Blue Ox trying to take the set. Busboom now on the right side into the net and straight down it goes. 20-17, 3 points. St. Paul deficit. Mercedes Lassen from the left side drives it across. Kalufa goes down to get it. McWhorter lines up from the pass. Here's Nyberg to Mudloff. Mudloff rips it down, and Kissinger made a play on it but couldn't get to it. 20-18. Mudloff racking up the points. Timeout, St. Cecilia. 20-18, your score, St. Cecilia, by two in set number three. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Moslin with you on The Breeze. Ace serve from Mercedes Lassen. Boy, when the Wildcats need her, she has absolutely come through each and every time. It's a 1-point lead for the Blue Hawks. Lassen fires it across. Busboom handles it. Jackson gets the roll. Mudloff was there to handle it. Now Mudloff sends it right back into the net. 21-19, St. Cecilia with a serve and a 2-point lead and a must-win game for them. Morgan Nicola on the right third drives it across into the net and straight down. And another wasted opportunity for St. Cecilia. 21-20, Blue Hawks hold to a narrowest of margin for a lead. And here is Chelsea Caruso to serve for the Wildcats. Steps up, toes the line, throws it across. Jackson ripped down by Ernst. partially blocked at the net. Mudloff got just enough of it. McWhirter had over-rotated and did not get the position. And we're tied at 21. St. Paul continues to battle back. Busboom handles the service from Caruso. McWhirter winds up, drives it. Lassen is there. Here's Mudloff into the block. Saved. Good position by Harahill, and they're going to call a carry on it. And St. Cecilia will get the point, 22-21. Blue Hawks by one. Jackson, Abby Jackson, sends it across. Nyberg goes for the tip. Hanging in there was Kalupa. McWhirter, no, it's going to be Ernst who sends it across. Free ball. Here's the Wildcats at the net. Hard shot from Derner, turned away by Ernst. 23-21. Timeout. St. Paul with a 2-point Blue Hawk lead in the second set. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia, 2 points away from forcing a fourth set. Wildcats would like to put it away and put it away quick so they could play tomorrow. Ernst fires it across. Here's the Wildcats to Mudloff, and she'll whiff on it, and four hits for the Wildcats. Make it 24-21. St. Cecilia by three. Set point. Abby Jackson to serve, drives it across. Mudloff to Nyberg in the middle, dinked over, and no play for St. Cecilia. St. Paul will get it, 22-24, still set point for St. Cecilia. Maddie Nyberg to serve for the Wildcats. Nyberg winds back, drives this one across. Jackson brings it back. Hard shot from Ernst. Wildcats now from the back row, and they're going to have to send it over as a free ball. Busboom, Jackson on the right side. Kalupa fires, and it goes, and it's in. St. Cecilia gets the point. St. Cecilia gets the set. 25-22. St. Cecilia alive for one more set. We will take a break and come back with set number four. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Ellen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Ellen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Osmond with you for our C16 sub-district finals. A reminder that at the conclusion of this match, we'll have the Grand Island Central Catholic Adams Central match to wrap up our triple header tonight on The Breeze. Supposed to start at 7:30, but we were getting backed up by some fantastic volleyball play, and I suppose we'll take that any chance we can get. About ready to start our fourth set here. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Coach Alan Vancura has put together a pretty solid season for St. Cecilia, but still going to be a little bit short in power points and would really like to win this match to see if he can get his team into the state playoffs. St. Paul, though, may have a little bit of something to say about that, and it could all be for naught when you consider the fact that Grand Island Central Catholic is the top seed. Again, welcome to all of you listening on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. I love it when people let us know that they're tuned in online. Drop us an email. Let us know what you think. As we get ready for our state playoff, coming up here very quick, we've got district finals coming up on Friday. A lot of local teams in the tournament. Fourth set action underway. Abby Jackson gets it started for St. Cecilia. Big serve. Nyberg works to Mudloff. Mudloff tried to get it to run along the net. She couldn't get it for the Wildcats. Point will go to St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia, 1-0. Jackson jumps it across. Nyberg works the middle, blocked in the middle and in the net. I think they know they're going to call four hits on St. Paul. And St. Cecilia up to a 2-0 lead. Abby Jackson drives it across. Perfect set for McWhorter. McWhorter took the return and just stuffed it down the throat of the Wildcats and gets the point, 3-0. Blue Hawks on top. Abby Jackson now to serve one more time. Remember, St. Cecilia beat St. Paul in the regular season at the Holdridge Tournament. So St. Paul clearly has done their homework, and Mudloff comes right back, drives this one down. Jackson can't handle it, and St. Paul on the board now, 3-1 with the service. Rotation now coming into the game, Jaden Cox. Amelia Harahill to the bench to serve Maddie Nyberg. Nyberg drives it across, bus boom to Jackson. McWhorter steps up. She rips it down. Lassen was there to cover. Pushed over now on the left side by Lucas Savage, and giving chase would be the Wildcats, but it is for not. St. Cecilia will get the point, up 4-1. Brooke McWhorter will inherit the serve. McWhorter winds up, pops it over. Nyberg on the right side, Mudloff into the block there to get the rebound herself. Keeps it alive. Here's the Blue Hawks now. Bus boom drives up, brings it down, snap of the wrist, and it's a point for St. Cecilia, 5-1. St. Cecilia by 4. McWhorter continues the service. Gets the okay. She'll step up, drive this one across. Lassen to Nyberg. Shot ripped down and in for the point. Jordan Lukasavich gets the point. 5-2. Mackenzie Mudloff to serve. Mudloff rears back, drives this one, just clears the net. Down to get it was Jordan Nicola. Keeps it alive. Here are the Wildcats on the left side. Lassen through the block. Kalupa to Ernst. Ernst drives it down. Another well-played ball by Maddie Nyberg of the Wildcats. Jackson sets this up now. Busboom rears back, pops it in, and it's just out of bounds. 5-3, St. Paul. Down by 2 with the service, Mackenzie Mudloff. St. Paul leads 2-1. Ernst fires one down. Wildcats send it back, free ball. Jackson and trouble. It's right between Ertz and Busboom, and it drops, and that miscommunication cost St. Cecilia a badly needed point. 5-4 is your score. Mudloff steps up, drives this one across. It's going to be just out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will get the service back and a two-point lead. Caitlin Ernst, 5'8", junior, snaps it across. Caruso to Nyberg to Lassen, right back off the block from Ernst. Are checked at the block from Morgan Nicola. All alive, but under the net. Point will go to St. Paul. St. Paul down by one. Got a rotation coming in now. Carissa Teeter back in the ball game to serve. Jordan Lukasavich to the bench. Teeter floats this one across. Jackson sets it high. Jordan Nicola keeps it. Free ball now. Here comes the Wildcats. Lassen jumps up. Diving effort by Jordan Nicola. Busboom there to respond. Gets it to go, and Busboom got all of that one. Whips that one down. It's 7-5. St. Cecilia by two. Busboom had a clear shot and a clear lane to drive it into and connect it on both. Here's Tessa Chalupa. She'll drive it across. Fielded by the Wildcats. Diving effort by Kalupa. But more time goes. This time, Mudloff slides over. Makes the connection. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side. Busboom slips it off the block. Down it goes right in front of Mudloff. Point, St. Cecilia, 8-5. St. Cecilia trying to work that mismatch on the left side and get it to happen. Kalupa fires it across. Caruso to Nyberg. Big block, and down it goes. St. Cecilia is going to lose that battle. And the Wildcats will get it. 8-6. Your score. Back to serve now. Emilia Harahill. Harahill winds back. She'll punch it across. Kalupa to Jackson. The Busboom through the block down. It goes for the point. Busboom now starting to find her mark on the court. 9-6. She'll pick up the serve for St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks lead by three in set number four. Shot is up from Busboom to Mudloff. Nyberg taps it over. Kissinger, Jackson, Nicola lets it go. Nyberg sets and rips down hard. Jordan Robinson saw that St. Cecilia had over-rotated and took advantage of the backcourt to get it to go. And it's 9-7. St. Paul down by two. Mercedes Lassen, boy, she can put a series of serves together. She's on the left side, run, jump, serve, fires this one across. Kalupa handles it, sent back, free ball, but it's going to drop in. Point St. Cecilia, and that's a great way for St. Cecilia to rack up some points by just taking the ball out of the hands of Mercedes Lassen. 10-7, your score. Morgan Nicola, 5'9", freshman, zips it across. Nyberg back set to Robinson. Blue Hawk. McWhorter let it fly. Here's Mudloff, tries to tap it over, and it's going to go on the wrong side of the out-of-bounds post. And St. Cecilia will get the point up by four. Here's Morgan Nicola, timeout. On the court, St. Paul talking about it. Coach Cohn calls the Wildcats over. 11-7, St. Cecilia leads at the C1 Sub-District Tournament in Grand Island. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you. C16 Sub-District Tournament at Grand Island. Up next, we're going to have Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. Right now, St. Cecilia holds to a 11-7 lead. We're in the fourth set. St. St. Paul leads 2-1. St. Cecilia now. Off the block. Ernst and Jackson make the wall. Mudloff couldn't get through it, and it's 12-7, St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola sends it across. Nyberg to Mudloff. Jackson throws it over. Covered by Lassen to Nyberg in the middle. Hard shot, good play. And out of bounds it goes. Morgan Nicola did a great job trying to display that. Almost got it over as a free ball on the return, but it falls out of bounds, and it's 12-8. St. Paul with the serve in the hands of Chelsea Caruso. Caruso slaps this one over. Busboom handles it. Jackson to Ernst. Ernst with the tap. Covered in the back row by Lucas Savage now. Savage thumb drops it over. Jackson on the far left to McWhorter. Hard shot, and that's the way Kalupa uses her head. It bounced off her arm, hit her head, into the hands of the Blue Ox, and down it goes for the point. 13-8. St. Cecilia by 5 in set number 4. Jackson to the service rotation. Nyberg works the left side. Lucas Savage right into the net. It goes. St. Cecilia now up by 6. 14-8. Jackson now firing from the middle. Jump serve. Back row. Here's Nyberg to Mudloff. Mudloff lets it fly and out of bounds. It goes. 15-8. Here's St. Cecilia. Jenna Derner into the ball game. Jordan Lukasavich will head her way out. Jackson picks up to Mudloff, handled by the Wildcats. Here's Mudloff again. This time Kissinger goes down to get it. McWhorter rips it down, finds the open spot, catches the split between the St. Paul defense and gets it to go 16-8. Timeout. St. Paul, Coach Matt Cohn trying to correct it. 16-8, St. Cecilia on top in set number 4. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Set number 4. St. Cecilia up by 8. Blue Hawks with the service. Abby Jackson keeping the points rolling. 4 in a row for Abby Jackson. Service return. Mudloff, Nyberg. Mudloff steps up and splits the gap. And St. Cecilia just way off the mark on that one. And the streak from Abby Jackson comes to an end. The Wildcats take over the serve down by 7. And it's Maddie Nyberg to serve for the Wildcats. Jeff clears the net. Kalupa gets it now. Right back to Kalupa from Jackson. She'll push it across. Lassen. Block. Straight in and out of bounds it goes off the block from Ernst and McWhorter. 16-10. St. Paul with the service. Nyberg lets it fly. Blue Ox load up. Kalupa let it fly, but it goes right into the net. 16-11. Here comes the Wildcats now with 3 in a row from Maddie Nyberg. Nyberg just clears the net. 8 serve off of Busboom. 16-12. Timeout. St. Cecilia leading by 4 in the 4th set. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you, back to action. Service up and over. Point goes to St. Cecilia in the battle of the net. Brooke McWhorter steps to the line. 17-12 with the 5 points. St. Cecilia lead. Substitutions now. Jenna Derner to the bench. Jordan Lucasavage into the match in the back row. Caruso, free ball up and down. And I tell you, Caitlin Ernst, no, into the net she goes. Into the net. Went Ernst. 17-13. Back into the contest. Jordan Nicola working that right side. Mackenzie Mudlow serve for the Wildcats. Running jump. Drives this one across. Good job by Jordan Nicola. Ernst lets it fly. This one's going to bounce off a defender and into the crowd. Point St. Cecilia, 18-13. Blue Hawks by five. Caitlin Ernst to serve. Drives it across. Hard shot into the net it goes. Taylor Herbig put some thunder on that one. And I didn't see where the point went to, but they're calling it 18-14. St. Paul will get it. Into the net was St. Cecilia. Now, Jenna Turner drives it across. Jordan Nicola to Jackson. Morgan Nicola throws it right into the net. And it's 18-15. St. Cecilia by three. Must win for St. Cecilia. This set. Bustum comes up. Mudloff was there to handle it. Lassen ripped it across, partially blocked and fielded by Kissinger. Bustum loads up again off the block, and it'll be sent back. Out of bounds it goes. St. Cecilia, gutsy call. Jordan Nicola makes the right decision, apparently, and the point goes to St. Cecilia, 19-15. Service, Tessa Kalupa. On the right side, thundering shot, but out of bounds from Taylor Herbig, 5'11 junior. And it's 20-15, St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa, big smile on her face, drives it across. Mudloff goes down to get it. Lassen lets it fly. Kissinger sticks the paw out, but can't get control of it. And the point will go to St. Paul, 20-16. Back to serve now is Emilia Harrahill. 5'6 senior on the right side, fires it across. Kissinger to Jackson to Ernst. Check that bus boom, fielded by the Wildcats. Off the block, Jordan Nicola. Bus boom from the left side, gets the dig and lets it go. She stole that one all the way. Brooke Busboom drove that back and looked like she was going to drill that ball into the ground and then dinked it over a very good sell. For the Blue Hawks, 21-16 is our score. Busboom serves. Lassen has a hard time handling it, but the Wildcats will get it. Busboom off the diving effort of Kalupa keeps it alive for the Blue Hawks. Now in the middle, hard shot going to be blocked by Morgan Nicola and then sent across high and over by the Wildcats. Nicola through the block, down it goes. Point, St. Cecilia, 22-16. St. Cecilia now by six. Brooke Busboom, running jump serve from the right side, ready to go. Walks it up, jumps it across, clears the net. Caruso to Nyberg. Hard shot launched out of bounds from Jordan Robinson. Point St. Cecilia, 23-16, your score. Rook Buffoon putting some points together for St. Cecilia. Jumps this one across. Caruso to Nyberg. Back set this time. The last and into the net it goes. 24-16. St. Cecilia trying to push this to a fifth and decisive set. And they're 1 point away from doing it. Set point. Lassett. Into the net it goes, and St. Cecilia perseveres. 25-16, St. Cecilia. We're going to go to a fifth set. When we come back with your Hours of Hastings halftime show, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Ellen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Ellen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllenSuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School, your C16 sub-district tournament. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, and welcome all of you listening via the internet too at KLIQFM.com. St. Cecilia dropped the first two sets to St. Paul. The Wildcats took them 25-6, 25-22, and then St. Cecilia comes back, digs in, wins the next two, 25-22, 25-16. We're going to a fifth and final set for the second time tonight in our triple header of ball games to pass your way here on The Breeze. Up next, we will have Grand Island Central Catholic putting their 29-0 record on the line against Adams Central, who earlier beat Central City in five sets. So that's all coming up after this match. We'll have about 16 to 20 minutes in between. We'll stay with you and see if we can catch up to what's going on. Elsewhere on our sister station, since we're on the Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Minden has won 3-1. We'll see. Looking for some scores here. Over Wood River. Wood River actually won one set, and that was it. So Minden victorious on our sister station, 3-1 over Wood River. Set action coming up here from Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders. A reminder also that after Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central game, that's coming up next. The winner of this game will advance to tomorrow to play the winner of Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. So more volleyball coming your way tomorrow. That'll be at 7:30 right here at Grand Island High School. We'll find out one of those teams here sometime in the next 15 points as Adamson or as St. Cecilia and St. Paul are on the court and ready to go for set number five. A couple of close matches here to wrap up. This C16 sub-district tournament. And we are just about underway. I believe that St. Cecilia will have the service. Adams Central waiting in the wings to play Grand Island Central Catholic, the undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic. Abby Jackson will handle the service, as you would expect. And it's going to be short-lived as St. Paul found a hole in the backcourt of St. Cecilia. So St. Paul up 1-0. Last time they got off to a 1-0 lead, they sailed to a 25-6 victory in set number one. Caruso with the serve for the Wildcats. Kalupa lets this one fly, but it's on the wrong side of the pole. And it's 2-0, St. Paul. Every point means so much. Who will advance to play tomorrow and who will have a shot at getting into the state tournament? Musboom goes down to get it, and Ernst can't get it either. 3-0 after the service ace. Wildcats off to a 3-0 roll. Chelsea Caruso lets it go. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side. Kalupa into the block, but out of bounds it goes. Point will go to St. Cecilia, and it's 3-1. McWhorter pops it up. Caruso to Nyberg to Mudloff into the block there to back him up. Backer up was Lassen. Mudloff comes back, rips it down. This one's going to be just inside the line. And St. Paul gets the point. Along with it, a 3-point lead. Maddie Nyberg will step up to serve for St. Paul, 5'7 junior. Setter gets the A-OK. Rears back, pops this one across, rips it through. Kissinger to Jackson to Busboom. Busboom pops it over. Caruso to Nyberg on the left side. Chips rolling on the net. Ernst makes a good save, and the Blue Hawks keep it alive. Busboom goes, blocked right back, covered by Ernst. Sent back by Kalup on the far right side. Wildcats step up. Kissinger comes in. No one is in behind her, and St. Paul will get the point up 5-1. 4-point lead for St. Paul. Nyberg sends it across. Batted right back. Good block by the Wildcats. Busboom through the block this time, but the Wildcats keep the play. Mudloff handles it. Wildcats loading up. Hard shot. Kissinger covers. Jackson off the back serve to Kalupa. Lassen's there for the Wildcats. Nyberg to Mudloff. Into the block. And this time Ernst and Kalupa team up to get it. St. Cecilia now. 5-2. Service now from Caitlin Ernst. Katie Ernst drives it across. Caruso, Nyberg, hard shot just out of bounds from Mudloff. And St. Cecilia now trails by 2-5-3. Ernst rears back, drives this one across. Nyberg works the left side to Lucas Savage. Lucas Savage gets it. It's covered by the Blue Hawks. Busboom comes up big, and it'll be a free ball from Jordan Nicola to Jackson to Kalupa. Kalupa finds the open spot. Nobody from St. Paul was going to touch it, and it dropped in by a good 2 feet. 5-4, St. Cecilia down by one. Wildcats digging in the back row to handle Ernst serve. Shot is up. Caruso, Nyberg running up. Lucas Savage gets it. Ernst, Jackson for the Blue Hawks. Lift down Morgan Nicola. Ties it up at 5. Substitutions now back in the game for the Wildcats. Jenna Derner and Jaden Kopp. Ernst now. Katie Ernst back to serve. It's put four serves back to back. Partially blocked, but out of bounds it goes. Points goes to St. Paul. Wildcats by one with the serve. Mackenzie Mudlop has the handle. Steps it across. They thought it was going to go out. It did not. Stayed in, and it is 5-7. Wildcats by two. Waiting for the ball to come back in. It slid out into the hallway. Back into play it comes, and here's Mudlop with a two-point lead for the Wildcats. Lines up on the right side. Poises. Drives it up across. Pushed up. Abby Jackson made a great play on it. Wildcats now load up on the left side. Here's Lassen. Lassen was a little under it, and it went into the net. St. Cecilia will have the service down by one. It'll be Tessa Kalufa stepping up to serve for the Blue Hawks. She'll waste no time. Drive it across. Nyberg works Lassen on the left side, and that shot is going to be just long. Lassen missing on the last two times. We're tied up at seven. Kalufa. Caruso into the net. Played well by Nyberg. Shot is over into the net. Was the call, but the point was in for St. Cecilia to begin with. It's 8-7. St. Cecilia on top. Into the ballgame now is Taylor Herbig. 5'11 senior will line up on the outside left for the Wildcats. Kalufa right into the net it goes. And we're tied again at 8. All on the line right here in this fifth and final set. Service up from Derner is out of bounds. St. Cecilia's going to get it. They've got the lead now, 9-8. Brooke Busboom to serve on the right side. She'll fire it across. Mudloff handles it. Nyberg back set. Hard shot into the block off the shoulder of Nyberg. Lassen now lets it go. It's tipped. Kissinger to Jackson to McWhirter. McWhirter goes down and catches Mudloff off balance. 10-8. Brooke McWhirter, a big kill for the Blue Hawks. Timeout. St. Paul, 10-8 is your score. Blue Hawks up by two. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations. Best of luck at State from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coming all down to this, 10-8, St. Cecilia on top. Brooke Busboom, fifth and final set, drives it over. Mudloff to Nyberg. Back to Mudloff, she'll push it over. Kissinger handles it for the Blue Hawks. Jackson to Nicola. On the left side, here come the Wildcats. Lassen lets it go, and it's just too long. St. Cecilia by 3, 11-8. Brooke Busboom on the right side, steps up, charges. Mudloff handles it. Nyberg off the shot from Robinson. Here's the Blue Hawks. McWhirter gets it to go and trying to save it. Good effort all the way around for the Wildcats. Keep it alive. Here's McWhirter one more time, and this one is going to bounce around, and the Blue Hawks will dig up, reset again. Two back-to-back great plays. An excellent volley for the Wildcats, and this time they're going to get the point. Taylor Herbig comes up big for the Wildcats. 11-9, St. Cecilia by two, and it's Emilia Harahel to serve for the Wildcats. She'll rip it across, diving effort. Kalufa can't get an eighth serve. 11-10. Both these teams want so hard to play tomorrow. Timeout, St. Cecilia. We're going to stay here with you. So much on the line right now. Coach Alan Ventura out talking to his squad. Coach Matt Cohn talking to the Wildcats because it's coming down to this. 11-10. St. Cecilia has the lead. St. Paul has the momentum. We'll see what happens because I'll tell you, the loser probably does not have much of a chance of advancing into the state playoffs. The winner will still have a difficult time as they'll advance tomorrow, whoever wins, to play the winner of Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. And it'll be based on power points to see who is going to win it. Back to action now. Here we go. 11-10. St. Cecilia leads by one. St. Paul with the service from Hera Hill to Kalupa. Hard shot. Madloff there to save it. Mudloff there to save it. Lassen finally got a hold of one and ripped it down. Kissinger couldn't get it. Tied up at 11. They don't sound much finer than this. Two super squads going at it. Hera Hill's shot is over. Jackson rushes towards the net, gets it, dumped over, free ball. Wildcats in the middle, hard shot. No, it's going to be dinked over. Kalupa to Jackson, back to Kalupa, rips it down. Mudloff's there to handle for the Wildcats. Lassen winds up into the block off the net, digging it down. Point, St. Cecilia. 12-11, your score, St. Cecilia by one. St. Cecilia with the serve, and it's in the hands of 5'9 freshman Morgan Nicola. Nicola on the right side, gets the A-OK, winds up, drives it up. Mudloff handles it, pushes to Nyberg. Nyberg works the left side to Nicola, dinks over, down it goes. St. Cecilia's got the point. Katie Earn came up with a touch at the last second to get it for the Blue Hawks. Time out. St. Paul will take a quick break and come back. 13-11 is your score in the fifth set. You're listening to High School Volleyball at its finest. 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Your Independent Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we go. St. Cecilia service into the net from Morgan Nicola. 13-12. St. Paul sends Mercedes Lassen to the line. She can put a streak together. Here's Jackson. Hard shot up and out of bounds. St. Cecilia's going to get the point. Katie Earns got it, and that's a huge shot in the arm for St. Cecilia to take the ball out of the hands of Mercedes Lassen. Game point right here, 14-12. Service from Abby Jackson. Mudloff into the net, down it goes. St. Cecilia wins. 15-12. The Wildcats made a game out of it. But St. Cecilia hangs on to win. They will play tomorrow for the right to go to the district final. They'll play the winner of Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. The Patriots and Grand Island Central Catholic coming up next on our third of three killer matches tonight from Grand Island in the C-16 Championship. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington and Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg, October is our favorite time of the year. It's all about the harvest, great weather, autumn foliage, Halloween, football, and super deals on remaining 2010 models with 2011 models, the new sheet metal, arriving daily. Up to $12,000 in discounts on 2010 models or interest rates as low as 0%. Over 40 on sale, including LaCrosse, Enclave, Equinox, Camaro, Challenger, Taurus, and Journey. Huge savings on a bunch of Ford, Chevy, and Dodge 4x trucks, half and three-quarter gas and diesel. October also means falling used car prices. Over 400 in stock, over 60 program vehicles, over 100 used trucks. Used car and truck interest rates have never been lower. Stop by for a test drive and pick up a St. Labore pumpkin or watermelon, or try some delicious Lone Wolf summer sausage. If you're looking for a deal, right now is the time to buy. PlatteValleyAuto.com, Lexington. PonyExpressChevrolet.com, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
Do you think $3 for a lunch guaranteed to fill you up is a great deal? Then wait till you hear where it's from. Subway and BuyEasyAuction.com. Log on and purchase pairs of regular 12-inch Subway sandwiches for only $6. That's two regular 6-inch Subway sandwiches for only $6. Choose between any Subway location, Kearney or Grand Island. Bookmark BuyEasyAuction.com or click on the Easy Auction link here at our station website.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Osmond with you. Awaiting the start now between Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central, the Patriots defeating Central City earlier in the afternoon. And now this match was supposed to be started about an hour ago, is about ready to go, because in the two previous matches, the most we could have went is 10 sets. Yes, 10 sets, and that's exactly what we did. We went 10 sets. So that's the way it works sometimes. Both squads now, the Crusaders and the Patriots, are on the court getting ready. Of course, we saw Adams Central earlier. They've had a little bit of time to rest and get ready for this matchup. Just crunching some final numbers here. Grand Island, remember, now comes into this tournament perfect at 29-0, and are currently ranked number one, or seeded number one, here in this tournament. The winner of this match will play St. Cecilia tomorrow. And just kind of forecasting, when you've got a team with a record of 29-0, you pretty much are assured that Grand Island Central Catholic is going to get into the state playoffs, but you don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, because that's why they play the game. Over in C1 5 sub-district, that's being played at Columbus right now, Columbus SCOTUS is the number one seeded team, and they have 45 power points. Grand Island Central Catholic has 46, and that's a huge deficit to make up. St. Cecilia has power points of 43. So SCOTUS would theoretically have an advantage. It just depends on who's going to be next in that line. And when you get into the power points in the NSAA, forget about making any guesses in it because NSAA clearly rules the roost. Okay, let's take a look at our standings now. Rankings for Class C1. Grand Island Central Catholic, again, ranked number one, seeded number one in this sub-district tournament as well. Columbus SCOTUS in C15 is ranked number two. Then you go to Syracuse at number three. Now, here's what's interesting. Sandy Creek is ranked number four. The top six go to the district final. Top 12 go to the district finals. And then the districts will pick six and two wild cards. So Sandy Creek looking pretty solid. Minden picked up a win tonight. They're ranked fifth. Ogallala is sixth. Fillmore Central is seventh. Wahoo is eighth. Kearney Catholic is ninth. And Columbus Lakeview is tenth. So St. Cecilia, absent from the top ten in rankings, will have to win to get in. And they have lost previously to Grand Island Central Catholic. And, of course, everyone has that has played them. But it looks like, at least on paper, Syracuse, Wahoo, Grand Island Central Catholic, Wisner-Pilger, Minden, Ogallala have the best chances of getting in the district championship. And then you have to give the advantage in wild card points to SCOTUS and Sandy Creek. So once again, this year, Sandy Creek going to have to rely on power points to theoretically get in. But again, there's still a lot of volleyball to be played. And we'll kind of go over some of these power points right now while we have the opportunity. We've got about 12 and a half minutes before the start of Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. Sandy Creek actually is number two in power points as we speak. Now, again, things will change because they're all in sub-district play now. And St. Cecilia will need to win to get in because they are way down in the power point listing. As a matter of fact. So looking slim for St. Cecilia to get in unless they can win their way in, which is something very, very theoretically possible. I was talking to the Hastings Tribune photographer Brent McGowan earlier about the state finals coming up in the Grand Island and Hastings area. I wanted to share with you a look at some of the seeds, the places that these games are going to be played. The championship of the finals will all be at the Heartland Event Center, and it's a beautiful facility once they got everything inside. Plenty of seating at Heartland. So Heartland will host games throughout the finals tournament. It begins November 11th and runs through the 13th. Other schools that will be hosting games will be Grand Island Senior High School, right where we are right now. Hastings College will host some first-round action. Hastings High School will also host some first-round action. Grand Island Northwest and Grand Island Central Catholic will complete the first-round seed. Second round all played at either Heartland Event Center or Grand Island Senior High School right here. And again, of course, the finals will all be played at Heartland. The consolation matches will be played at Grand Island Senior High right here. Very excited to have volleyball state championships to be in the central part of the state. That is always a good thing. Okay, let's run down a look at some of the top players for both squads. First of all, we'll look at the Adams Central Patriots. Again, if you were joining us earlier, Adams Central, the Patriots dispatching and ending the season of the Central City Bison in a very tough match all the way through five sets before Adams Central pulled away at the end. Some of the big numbers that we can expect under head coach Jill Hotelling. Again, Adams Central record 5-19. And their season would clearly come to an end should they lose against Central Catholic. They're happy to be out here playing one more time tonight. It's just another step in the rebuilding process for Coach Jill Hotelling, and she's put some nice-looking teams together, and no doubt that Adams Central will be back next year. And Phil has a good chance of stepping up now and catching Grand Island Central Catholic, perhaps looking past Adams Central. Janessa Bolin, one of the setters, the setter for the Patriots, averages almost 20 killer sets per game, 443 sets on the year. Sarah Bowen out of the picture. Sydney Niemeyer has 21 aces on the year, 244 digs, averages over 10.5 per game, has 93 kills on the season. She really stepped up and played well against Central City, and that will be a key factor tonight. She's really going to have to rise to the occasion. Sarah Allen, 139 kills on the year, averages 6 per game, and that is huge when you look at the length of a season. 207 digs, 9 a game, and has a 95% serving average, and that's where she did a lot of her damage against Central City. Lauren Rosenquist averages almost 7 kills a game. She has 160 on the year, averages 10 digs per game. So she is an all-around player for Adams Central and will clearly need to rise to the occasion tonight against Grand Island Central Catholic. For GICC, the Crusaders, man, I tell you, it's hard to pick a category. I've got to tell you, looking at service percentages, almost all of them are in their 90s. All the starters, save one, are in their 90 percentile, including a 97.7 from Katie Brand. Katie Brand, very solid player for Grand Island Central Catholic, and she'll be stepping up big, too. Aces, dominated by Bojic with 77 on the year. Kills are led by Steph Brand, 236 kills on the year. And again, their roster reads like an all-star roster, Grand Island Central Catholic. You'd expect that with the Crusaders with their record of 29-0. And again, they played St. Cecilia, I think, on two occasions, and beat them both times. St. Cecilia played them earlier in the year in the St. Cecilia Triangular. And then later in the Holdridge Invitational, where Grand Island Central Catholic won in two sets as well. So all four sets played by GICC and St. Cecilia are pretty good. But again, we're putting the cart in front of the horse. Against Adams Central, GICC beat them back in early October in three sets. I think that's the only time they have played them. I think that is correct. So we'll see how the Crusaders come out against the Patriots tonight. Again, more star players for the Crusaders. Doing most of the setting will be Bailey Baxter. She's got almost 700 sets on the year, and that is huge. Defensively, for Central Catholic, Katie Brand, another big leader, 247 digs. So that is how both squads stack up, and they are deep on the bench, and they are highly skilled for GICC. Adams Central is going to have to play well. And again, they played earlier, so they could be a little bit on the tired side. We are going to take a quick break as well. We've got less than 6 minutes before we're going to get this match started. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down some more. We'll have the starting lineups for you as well, as it's the C16 Sub-District Tournament from Grand Island High School on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
November 20th will be a Dickens of a Night. That's right.